You ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1-2, yeah.
It's something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love you so much.
99.7 now.
First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know?
This is good radio.
Oh, my God. Am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Four, turn it up.
Three, test. Two. Let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday, April the 7th. Big Bay Mornings checking in. My name is Benny. Good morning. Greg, hi there.
Good morning. Feeling amazing over here.
And,
I gotta name my my studio something. It needs a name. All right, I'll think of something. If anybody has any ideas, 888-456-9970. Text it in. I gotta think of something for my home studio.
The Greg home cave. Studio. Yeah, a.k.a. the couch. He's the guy
boring.
On the couch. The guy on the couch.
You know, let me tell you this real quick. So, the neighborhood I live in is called Corona Heights.
Dude, I saw that the other day when you posted a picture. You tagged your location. I'm like, I had no idea that's what it was called where you live.
So, people think that's a joke when I tag that I'm in Corona Heights. People are like, ha-ha, you're funny. That's funny, Greg. No, that's really the name of my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. The height of COVID. The height of COVID. Coronavirus is where he's at.
We're going to have to rename our neighborhood after this pandemic ends.
Oh, good morning, executive producer Art.
Hi, good morning. What's going on?
How you feeling over there, buddy?
I'm feeling good. I got a little sneak preview of what Greg's house is like because he left his laptop computer on. He left the camera on, and I was spying on him for a little while yesterday after the show.
So, let me tell you this, Benny. So, I had my first FaceTime work mishap. Thank God I had my clothes on. After we all hung up and turned our systems off yesterday, right? The show ended.
Mm-hmm.
I went about my business and I was eating lunch at 10:30 in the morning. And Art is texting me like, what are you eating? And I was like, what? I was like, how do you know I'm eating? And he was like, I just know you're always eating something. And I was like, oh, and then I tell him what I'm eating. And then 2 minutes later, he's like, hey, what are you watching? It looks like you're watching some Middle Eastern
soap opera.
A soap opera. And I was like, I was watching an Indian reality show. And I was like, what? What is happening? And I look up on my counter. I'd left my computer. And there is the green light on my computer flashing at me. You can see me sitting there stuffing my face. And in the mirror that you know that I have in my house, you can see what I'm watching on my television. And he's watching me. Art is watching me.
I believe Sal the Rat would say, okay, boomer, at this time. So you left your FaceTime on all day long.
Pretty much, yeah.
I left it on for like an hour after the show. And thank God I was not doing that thing that Dr. Oz has recommended we all do in this time to keep ourselves sane. Can you imagine?
That's what I was waiting for. It was actually a lot more
boring
than I thought.
That would have been so awkward. And knowing Art, he would have just sat there and watched it, too.
He would have.
I would have screen recorded everything. Blackmail, baby.
Yeah, Greg, yeah.
So, anybody else have that? Maybe we'll talk about that later this week. Make a mistake via, you know, leave your computer up, your FaceTime, or your Zoom. Oh, that was embarrassing, but it could have been a lot worse.
Well, we were talking to a coworker of ours, and his son is in college, and so, you know, they're doing courses online like everybody is, and he thought he had joined just with audio, but it was actually just video, no audio, and he was completely naked, and the camera was pointed towards his lap. And nobody said anything to him. Like, really, professor? You're not going to say anything? It's a little awkward.
But anyway. He must have looked good if nobody said anything.
There it is. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the day. We hope you're waking up feeling okay, feeling healthy. Once again, shout out to all of our essential employees. Every single show is dedicated to you. I mean, really, this could just be a show of thank yous for 4 hours. We could just sit here and thank all the amazing people that are keeping us rolling
but
right now.
That would get real boring, so we won't do that.
No. We won't. Instead, we'll play a little Eminem, the Real Slim Shady, to start the show. I don't know. It just feels right. Let's go. Sal the Rat, hit the button. Okay.
Stand
stand up, good morning. It's Big Bay Mornings on 99.7 Now. Caller number 9, we're looking for you to play the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. 10 questions in 60 seconds. $1,000 up for grabs if you can do it. We got a big winner yesterday on the show, and we're trying to keep this money rolling for you. Of course, Bay Area winners only. So call us right now, and we will play the game here in a couple of minutes. Benny and Greg, getting your day started. Of course, we are all in our own remote locations. I'm at home broadcasting. Greg's at home broadcasting in his tank top. No, you haven't worn sleeves in what, about 3 weeks now, huh?
I no longer wear sleeves. I hardly wear. And I certainly haven't put on a pair of jeans. When's the last time you put on a pair of jeans?
I'm wearing jeans right now.
Why?
Because
what is
it makes me feel better sometimes. Because I've been in the same pair of sweats forever. This is the second time in 4 weeks I've worn jeans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I want to go really sophisticated and not do a tank top, I might put a sweatshirt on. But that's just a might.
We did decide, my birthday is Monday, this next Monday the 13th. So this weekend we're going to celebrate it here at home, obviously. But we decided we're going to do what a lot of people are doing, where we're going to like get a fancy dinner and then dress up in like candles and pour a nice bottle of wine and act like we're going out to a nice meal. But we'll be right here at home.
Oh, I'll FaceTime you during it. All right, looks like we have a player right now, Benny.
All right, Sal, hit the intro button. Let's go. Come on.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
Good morning. And who is this?
It's Andrew again.
What's up, Andrew in Novato? How are you?
I'm good.
All right, my man. Let's see if we could do it. I know, you have played before. Do you remember what you got? How many out of 10?
I got 8 out of 10.
Woo!
And my brain wasn't really turned on, so I didn't know how to spell in the morning.
Alright, well, let's see if you got that brain working this morning. If you can get 10 out of 10, Andrew, we'll give you $1,000 as soon as I can pull up my questions. We will start the game. Alright, ready? Let's start now.
Ready, set, go.
Who directed Indiana Jones?
Pass.
Kindling is used to start a what?
Repeat the question.
Kindling is used to start a what?
Fire.
What is the national sport of Japan?
Baseball.
True or false? Lake Tahoe is the largest lake in California.
True.
What is the name of the Snow Queen in Frozen?
Pass.
What San Francisco Giant holds the record for the most home runs in a season?
Barry Bonds.
DJ Tanner was a character on what 90s sitcom?
Pass.
The Battle of Gettysburg was fought during what war?
The Civil War.
By population, what is the largest city in California?
Los Angeles.
What car company has a factory in Fremont?
Tesla.
Boom.
All right. We got a bunch of passes this time. So let's go through it, Andrew, and see what you did get right. Did you figure out who directed Indiana Jones?
I don't think it was George Lucas, but Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it was Steven Spielberg. Kindling is used to start a fire. The national sport of Japan is actually sumo wrestling. Baseball is the national sport of the United States. It is actually false that Lake Tahoe is the largest lake in California. You passed on this one. The Snow Queen in Frozen is Elsa. San Francisco Giant that holds the record for most home runs in a season is Barry Bonds. DJ Tanner was on Full House. The Battle of Gettysburg was the Civil War. Los Angeles has the largest population in California. And Tesla is in Fremont.
There it is. Andrew, we appreciate you listening as always and calling again, man, to try to win the money. And you know what to do. You can call us back and try to do it tomorrow or in about an hour from now, okay?
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, brother. Stay safe out there. We are going to take a short break here, then we're going to come back, and we're going to roll commercial-free for you, and a huge concert event is coming right to our living rooms, and it involves Lady Gaga. We'll tell you about it next.
That's
inside
clean.
Your 630 Dirty. You don't want to miss it. Hold on.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen.
With Benny and Greg.
You sound awful, by the way.
Do I really? I'm sorry. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, everybody. It is Big Bay Mornings on your radio. What is your unpopular opinion? You know.
I have a lot of them.
Most people love, and you're like, no, I'm not a fan. And I always get roasted for this. My number one unpopular opinion has to be Game of Thrones. I just don't get it. I never have. I even tried to give it a season and a half. Nope. No go for me. Game of Thrones on my list. In terms of...
I used to get a lot of ish because I did not like nor watch... Are you ready? You're going to get mad. Friends.
Oh. That's a terrible show.
What?
Yeah.
It's both just, of you.
I don't,
you don't like
those.
Friends?
No, they're just so... Those formulaic comedies. Like the one now that's the worst that everybody watches. They love it. Big Bang Theory. It's a terrible show.
Oh, that's terrible, too. But my wife and kids love it.
Yeah, for some reason, people like it. It's so... I could write the jokes for it. There's so,
I'm a Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, it's just so ridiculous. The one that I always got roasted when I was a kid and growing up and still do is being from where I'm from, Texas, people love this peach cobbler and apple pie and all this preserves. I hate cooked fruit. I hate fruit pies. I hate all of it. Jelly, it's disgusting to me.
So just cooked fruit? Like, how are you with, like, you know, fruit-flavored ice cream or something like that? You cool with that? Or?
That's fine if you don't have a big old chunk of peach in there or strawberry. Like, you can't have big chunks. I'm not into that chunky sweet crap.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how about this? Cats. I can't stand cats.
But that's not unpopular. There's a ton of people who don't like cats.
Is it? I feel like people, there's a lot of cat people out there. How about you, Art? You got an unpopular opinion?
I mean, yeah, almost all my opinions are unpopular. But mostly, I think number one, and this came up yesterday, I hate Eminem. The rapper, he's the worst. But if
you feel like I feel like... You hate Eminem?
I hate Eminem. I can't stand it. His voice is
annoying. Did that drive you nuts then when I played Real Some Shady
yes,
a few minutes ago?
I hate that song.
But wait, I mean, as
hate's
much
a
as...
strong word. Hold on. Stop. Because in the end of the day, my first love is hip-hop in terms of music.
Absolutely.
You're telling me
you do
not like Eminem. Now, do you respect him in terms of his skill?
I respect him as an artist. He has phenomenal skill. The wordplay, the writing is exceptional. His beats are just god-awful. His voice is annoying.
Well, first of all, you're talking about Dre then, because Dre did like 80% of his beats.
Right. Beats fell
we don't
off
have
after
all day
2000.
For you two to debate this.
He doesn't know. Greg doesn't know what Eminem is. That's how he's getting mad. Hold on.
I'm not getting mad. We just don't have all day for you two to debate about rap music.
Well, let's hear more about your dried fruit, please.
Who's your top artist? top hip-hop artist?
Of all time?
Yeah.
I would have to say probably Outkast as a duo.
Okay. I can't argue that. They're great.
Yeah.
Andre 3000's amazing. Mm-hmm. But, dude, Eminem? Okay, you're canceled. Bye.
Sorry.
I'm upset with you now.
And later today, Art and Benny will be doing a podcast about this if y'all want to listen
about rap
to
from
it.
The 90s.
Ooh, 650 says, I hated the Frozen movies. Ooh, yeah, that's an unpopular opinion.
I'm not going to say hate, but, yeah. No, we do a lot of work with Disney. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
We love you, Elsa.
I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go.
There it is. Hey, 630 Dirty's on the way, and there's a huge concert coming to our living room. Of course, on television, like we're doing all concerts right now. Lady Gaga's a part of it. We'll let you know who else is on this lineup and when it will air. Coming next, inside your 630. And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California will be lending 500 ventilators to help New York, Louisiana, and other coronavirus hotspots right now. The governor said that California is able to lend to the hotspots because the peak here in California is not expected to hit until May.
Did he send some paperwork that said, but we gonna need those back?
Yeah, keyword there, lend. We need those back.
You can't keep these.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is in ICU after his coronavirus symptoms worsened yesterday. He's said to be conscious, but he's in ICU just in case he needs to be placed on a ventilator. Oof. BART announced that starting tomorrow, trains will run only every 30 minutes on weekdays. And, of course, they already have new operating hours, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Greg, ridership is down 93% right now on BART.
Anybody still out there going on BART? 888-456-9970. I know if you have I know it's not a choice for some people because they still got to go. But if you can avoid that, I definitely would.
Those are your Tuesday morning headlines.
Sassy sports.
All right. Well, former Patriot star Rob Gronkowski Rocky, the lovable douchebag that he is. He made his absolutely ridiculous WWE debut as the host of WrestleMania this weekend in Orlando, but then he surprised everybody watching and other competitors when he won the 24/7 championship belt. He jumped from a cage and surprised the other contenders here.
It's Rob Gronkowski's up on the perch.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God. Gronk took out everyone. Wait a minute. Gronk is covering Mojo. Gronk is the 24/7 champion.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear the song they played after that? Party no. Rock by LMFAO.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't watch this. It just sounds so awkward. It's like crickets besides these guys. That's so weird.
It's weird without
all the fans. And noise. Yeah.
It already is cheesy, but I mean, it sounds so extra cheesy without the fans. And the greatest competitive eater ever, Bay Area native Joey Chestnut, said he's unsure of the fate of the Super Bowl of competitions. Of course, that is Nathan's hot dog eating contest on July 4th. But guess what? He said he's still training and promises that if the event gets canceled, he's going to hold his own event in isolation. Now, how does he prepare? Well, Benny, think about this. As a part of his training last week, he ate 8 pounds of cucumbers.
8 pounds of cucumbers?
Oh, my God.
Why? Because it's like mostly water? Like, I don't understand what to...
I don't know. He's going to be burping all day. I don't know. Cucumbers make me burp. That's all I got.
That makes you burp?
Yes. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. And all those seeds. But you know what I always say? They're playing with balls. I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Our girl Lady Gaga is set to headline a star-studded TV special on April 18th that basically every network's going to air, and it'll be right in our living rooms. It's called One World Together at Home. It's a huge concert event. Lady Gaga, along with Billie Eilish, Chris Martin, David Beckham, J Balvin, John Legend, Lizzo, Stevie Wonder, and more.
Oh my God, and I love it.
Oh my God, this is going to be huge. And donations for this will go towards the fight against COVID-19. So that's April 18th. Be on the lookout for that. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling says she was suffering from all the symptoms of COVID-19 for the past 2 weeks, but she's fully recovered, but she was never actually tested, but she said she was pretty sure she had it based on her symptoms, but she is doing well now. And here are some streaming services that you could try for free that you should do. If you don't have these, take advantage of this. Showtime offering 30-day free trial.
I need that because everybody says Homeland is so good. That's Showtime.
And Dexter, that's a good Showtime show as well.
Oh, I watched that. Oh, my God, that's the best show.
Quibi, which launched yesterday, they're giving you a 90-day trial, so you could do that. And HBO Now, Disney Plus, and Apple TV Plus are all doing 7-day free trials. So take advantage of this, you know, since we're all at home watching crazy amounts of shows and televisions, shows and movies right now.
Wake up! Let's wake these people up. Big Bay Mornings. Woo! With Benny and Greg.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It is Big Bay Mornings coming to you live. So, what have you been up to while quarantined at home? Here's what Tracy Morgan's been doing.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. So, you know.
So, we're role-playing a lot now. We're role-playing. Yes. She's playing a young maiden.
Okay.
Her grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Well, okay. you are a creative one.
Poor Hoda.
Poor Hoda. No, Hoda's like, get me out of this.
I thought you were going to say you've been like working out, you've been eating better.
But I've heard many Tracy Morgan interviews. He was even on our show many years ago. He's off the rails. You have to expect that. You know what you're getting when you get him.
She's pregnant 3 times, once each week.
So how's Vanessa doing over there then, Benny?
Oh, she's doing well. Well, how many babies?
No,
There's two things that are going to come out of this, right? Divorce rate's going to skyrocket. And glad that there's going to be a bunch of babies. The coronials.
Also,
a bunch of coronials.
There's a couple of babies who have already been named COVID and Corona.
That's a lie.
It's a true story. Came out today.
It is a true story.
You have to be a sick person to name your baby that. That is like the scarlet letter. You're not going to name your baby that.
Somebody.
So where are you on it? 888-456-9970. Are y'all getting it in more? Or are y'all like ready to stay in separate rooms and kick each other out of the house? We want to hear from you.
And here's the thing. Like, if you have little kids, it may be easier at times, especially if they're napping or asleep. But, like, we have, a 16-year-old. So, mm-hmm. And she's home all the time now. So that part is hard. Like, yeah, with the kids at the house, it's definitely hard. But, yeah, I wonder, are you getting it in more or less? Can I say it? I'll say more.
Wow.
It's been good. It's been fun. It's a form of exercise, baby. Come on. Burn those cats. House.
I'm still getting it in with the same person every day.
And it's just me, myself, and I.
You got it.
Well, good morning, everybody. So this time yesterday on the show, we got a $1,000 winner in the Big Money Minute. Of course, Bay Area residents only. These are local winners. No national cash around here. It's all for the Bay, and you could be next. Caller 9, we're going to look for you right after this song to play the Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Let's play, and let's do it with Fran in San Francisco. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning.
How are ya?
I'm awake.
Well, that's step one.
That is definitely step one. Good job, Fran, for waking up this morning and turning on the radio. That's the other thing you did. So good job for both of those.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Fran, here we go. We have 10 questions. You have 60 seconds. If you get them all correct within that time, we slide you $1,000. If you don't know an answer to a question, you can pass, and Greg will come back to it if there's time. But otherwise, we do have to go with the first answer you give us to a question, all right?
Okay.
All right, good luck. Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
Name a state that touches the Gulf of Mexico.
Texas.
Spell feisty.
Pass.
What is the name of Google's web browser?
Chrome.
What car company made the Taurus?
Ford.
What is the first lady's first name?
Melania.
What county is Pittsburgh in?
Pass.
What basketball player holds the record for the most made three-pointers in a season?
Pass.
D-Day took place during which war?
Two.
11 World is War II. 11 is a character on what TV show?
Pass.
What pop star sings "Thank You" next?
Ariana Grande.
We didn't get back to the ones you passed on. Otherwise, you got them all right. Everyone you answered correctly. But we did have four passes that we need to go through. Okay. Yes, Texas does touch the Gulf of Mexico, along with Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida. Feisty, F-E-I-S-T-Y. Google's web browser, that is Chrome. It was a Ford Taurus. Melania, that is the first lady's first name. Pittsburgh, that is in Contra Costa County.
Yeah, I was going to say Solano County here.
And then most three-pointers ever made in a season. Think locally. It is our very own Steph Curry. D-Day took place during World War II. 11, that is one of the main characters of Stranger Things on Netflix. And Ariana Grande saying thank you next about her many, 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 many boyfriends.
All right, Fran. Well, thank you so much for listening, and you stay safe out there, okay?
Thanks, you guys too.
All right, enjoy your day. We're going to take a short break here. We're going to come back. We're going to roll commercial free. And when we do, we're going to kick it off with a Love Trap follow-up to this last Thursday's Love Trap.
That's right. Last week when we trapped Jesse, he sent the flowers to his coworker, Emma. He said it was just to lift her spirits. But are they really having an office fling? We're going to find out next in your Love Trap follow-up.
Love Trap follow-up.
Last week was a rough one on the Love Trap. Another married couple. We found out the husband was cheating. Before we get Susie back on the line, let's give you a little clip from last week's Love Trap.
We've been married for almost like a year. And I've been having some suspicions, mainly because my husband doesn't keep his wedding ring on.
Ooh, that's classic.
His excuse is always like that he doesn't like wearing like the wedding ring to like the gym because it's uncomfortable. And then now that the coronavirus is going on, he says he's washing his hands so much, but it's just annoying to have it on. So he would rather just not wear it at all. So it just seems like an excuse that I don't buy, you know? I mean, I just think out of respect, he should wear it. And then right now, like, I'm working from home, and he's still working. He's an essential employee. So it's just kind of eating at me that I'm home, and there's the ring, like, all day, like, seeing it. So it just kind of, ugh.
All right, Susie. Well, we're going to cross our fingers. We're going to come right back, and we'll make the call to your husband, Jesse, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to send it there. I'll give you the name right now. Her name is Emma.
Emma, E-M-M-A?
Yeah, that's correct.
I can attach a little card, you know, with the care package so Emma knows who's sending these. Did you want to customize it or just want me to put to Emma from Jesse? Or?
Yeah, we could customize it.
Okay.
How about, yeah, I'll start with this. You say I never put you first, but I wanted you to know that you are special to me.
Hey, Jesse?
Yeah?
My name is actually Benny. You're live on the radio right now on 99.7 Now in what's called the Love Trap. It's where we catch Bay Area cheaters. And on the phone with myself and Greg is your wife.
Jesse?
Hello?
Who the hell is Emma?
Susie?
Jesse. This is Susie. Yeah, it is. Who is Emma?
Emma?
Yes. Emma? What do you mean, Emma? Question mark. Emma,
wait,
the one
on.
You just.
I'm
said.
On the.
Okay.
Yeah, Emma. She's a girl at work. She's a girl that works with.
A girl that works with you.
You
stop it! Stop lying.
I'm not lying.
The reason you don't wear the wedding ring
around.
Is this why you don't wear a wedding ring? So she doesn't.
Oh
see,
my God!
Like,
the wedding ring. Oh my God.
Oh my God. You're caught. You're 100% caught. Look at you. You're
I'm not caught.
Pathetic.
I'm not doing anything wrong. Oh my God. Look, you want to call me a liar, tell me I'm cheating? You guys are putting me up to this. I didn't ask for any of this. This is ridiculous. I can't believe this.
Wait, we are the a-holes?
Yeah. You're calling me up unsolicited and baiting me into this ridiculous scenario that's not true. And now my wife's yelling at me. You're the
Oh.
Is your wedding ring on right now?
No, it's not. I actually have it in my hand. And you know what? I'm going to throw it out the front door. There you go, Jesse. You never have to wear a ring again.
And Susie joins us once again for a Love Trap follow-up. I mean, I guess first and foremost, I mean, are you hanging in there? How you doing?
You know, I'm good.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like you're good. I mean, what happened after we got off the phone with you? What'd you find out?
You know, he didn't even come home that night.
What?
And when we finally did talk, he just confessed. I mean, this girl, Emma, he's been seeing her the entire time that we've been dating, not even just married.
What?
Yeah.
He was having an affair even before you guys got married? He was talking to her on the side?
Yep. He had been living a double life, had a serious girlfriend, and she knows about me, but she didn't know that we got married, and that was the reason he wasn't wearing the ring.
He basically had two girlfriends, then he married, obviously, one of them, you, but he kept up the other girl?
Yep, exactly. And she's also married, so they're each other's side piece.
So they're both cheaters?
Yeah, they are. Apparently, her husband travels a lot, and so that's where they would meet up in her place when he was gone.
Oh.
So that's it. I mean, it's over for me and him. I guess she, I don't know what they'll do.
Well, so where is he now? Because, I mean, everybody's got to stay at home. Like, he's not coming to your house?
No, he's out of here. So I would imagine that he either stays at her house when her husband's gone, like they used to, or...
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere right now.
He's staying at a hotel.
Yeah, there's no work travel right now, so he's either at a hotel or they're having a three-way relationship.
I don't know. I guess, like, this will just, once this whole quarantine coronavirus ends, I guess that's when I'll pick up and start a divorce.
Yeah, I guess you've got some months to figure it out. It kind of sucks to be alone right now. I hope you have family and friends to reach out to and support you right now.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, thankfully. I'm just kind of in shock.
Yeah. We are too.
And if you ever need to reach out, you know where to find us. We're here, okay?
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. About to enter it. The love trap.
Okay, so yesterday on the show, we gave you one of our favorite Ghostbusters, since, you know, people aren't really going on dates right now to get ghosted. But then we started getting a bunch of texts from people requesting their favorite love trap. So we said, what the heck? Let's do it. So here's one of your favorite love traps with Antonia and Reggie. Antonia joins us today. Tell us what's going on.
My fiance, Reggie. So we were dating for about a year, and we got into it pretty quick. I mean, he engaged, we were engaged after 6 months. So, yeah, but like everything was clicking. I mean, I'm very skeptical of love, and I just knew that as soon as he asked, he didn't even finish. I said yes. Like I was. I mean, you know.
You guys really got engaged after 6 months of dating?
Yes. I mean, I'm like, he's the one. Like, I've never felt like this with anybody.
Wow, Benny, anybody. It only took you 11 years later.
9 years.
Okay, 9, whatever.
So, listen, I know I'm on the complete opposite end, and to each their own, but mm-hmm. 6 months feels fast to me, only because it feels like you're sort of in the honeymoon stage at 6 months, no?
I mean, that's what everybody thought that. My family, like, my mother's still like, what's happening?
Yeah, how did your family take it?
They're cool with it now. I mean, although, you know, I've been having my doubts. But me and my sister have been, you know, we don't have a date yet. We haven't set a date. Like, that's another thing. Like, it's like every time I ask him about, you know, when let's set a date, and he's like, you know, what's the rush? And I'm like, I mean, we got engaged so quickly. So I was expecting to already be married at this point, basically. You know what I mean? It just feels like he rushed and now he's pumping the brakes.
Oh, so are you calling us because you feel like he's gotten cold feet?
I that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I talked to him. I asked him. I'm like, babe, are you, like, what's the deal? Because I'm asking for a date and you're not, you don't want to set it. Like, are you, do you still want to marry me? He's like, yeah. But he was like, he doesn't want to rush. He wants to make sure, you know, we have enough money and this and that. And like,
well, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but it's like, were we just going to be engaged forever, indefinitely, until, you know, we have enough money? Like, I mean, what if we never do? Are we not going to get married? I don't know. It's just, I have so many questions.
So, other than you thinking he's got cold feet, are there other signs that you think there might be somebody else?
See, now that is also creeping in my head. I mean, number one was, you know, cold feet. But then when he insisted it's not that, like, he used to text me. Like, we were like that couple, honestly. Like, you would see us and people would be like, goals. that's what I want to be. That's what I aspire to. And I used to text him. He used to text me, like, within minutes. You know what I mean? And now I text him and it's like hours. And I'm like, okay, what is he doing?
It takes him hours on a regular basis now to text you back?
Yes. And it was never like that. And then it's recently, like, over the past, you know, few weeks, it's gotten really weird. And I feel like, you know, because we live together now. I mean, we lived together when he, you know, We moved in quick, too. I forgot to mention that as well.
Man, you guys are wasting no time.
Y'all went from 0 to 100, and now you back down to about 25.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, why the slowdown? What is happening? Something is somebody else in the picture. Do you really want to marry me? Like, what's happening?
So I guess really what you want us to do is you want us to find out if it's just cold feet or if maybe some other woman has creeped into his life and you don't know about it.
I'm hoping for cold feet because I don't know how I would, how I can take if it was another woman.
Well, you know, that is always the risk of the love trap.
Right.
It could go down that road.
I'm already here. So.
You are already here, and so are we.
Well. All right. Well, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes and we will set the trap and call Reggie.
Yes.
Fingers crossed. Hang on. This is the most entertaining radio ever.
Big Bay Mornings on demand. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.
I love it.
Every morning.
Let's go!
Wake up with Big Bay Mornings.
We just talked to Antonia, who is engaged to Reggie. They got engaged after just a few months, but now he's acting a little distant. So she's wondering, you know, does he have cold feet or is there something more going on? So let's try to give Reggie a call now and offer him some flowers.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I please speak with Reggie?
Yeah, this is him. Who's calling?
Reggie, how are you, man? My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Love It or Leaf It, and we are a brand new flower shop here in downtown San Jose. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Why am I getting called by a flower shop?
I'm actually calling because you have won free flowers. We're a new flower shop, and we're running a promotion right now where we're choosing 12 local residents to win 12 roses. Each and every week, we're doing it for the next 6 months, and today is your lucky day. You have been picked to receive or send a dozen roses completely free.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Do I got to do anything?
You don't have to do anything, man. That's the best part about this. When I say free, I mean free. I'm not going to ask you for, you know, any type of money today or credit card numbers or anything like that. Literally, I just need an address, and that could be yours if you want us to send these roses to your house. Maybe you have a significant other, or we could send them somewhere else.
Yeah, I'll send them to somebody else.
Okay, perfect. Well, let me pull up my screen here. All right, Reggie, who would you like to send these roses to today?
I'm going to send them to Jenny.
Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y?
Yeah, that's it.
And then we can attach a card with the flowers so Jenny knows who's sending them. We have different themed ones. We have, like, romantic ones or happy birthday or happy anniversary or I don't know if you have a vibe you want.
Yeah, just put something on there like destiny brought us together at the right time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What?
Antonia, hang on real quick. Let me. Reggie?
Yeah, what's going on?
This is the Love Trap on 99.7 Now. Do you know what that is?
Who's Jenny?
Hold on. Why are we on the radio?
Who's Jenny?
You're on the radio because your girlfriend, your fiance wants to know why you've been acting so weird. And I guess now we all want to know who Jenny is.
I want to know why you send people up on the radio.
Jenny!
Think you should answer the question, bro.
Yo, Antonio,
who
calm
is
down.
Jenny? Calm down. You seriously telling me to calm down right now? You got some f***ing nerve. Who is Jenny? Who's that?
She's a friend. She's a friend.
A friend. A friend. Destiny brought y'all. Okay. All right. At the right. All right. Now I know. I should be happy, right?
Know?
Now I know.
You know, I don't even know, man. Like,
you don't know?
I think we moved too fast. I think I got caught up in the moment a bit. I'm 29.
I told you I'm not ready for that type of shit.
You asked her to marry you.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like I said, I got caught up in the moment. We had a good thing going on. The vibe was right. But I feel like I got a lot of life to live before I make such a big commitment. So, yeah, I think I put the cart in front of the horse.
Antonia, did he have a ring? Or was this just like he'll give you a ring at a later date?
He had a ring, everything. He did the whole knee down.
Thought into this, Reggie. I mean, it wasn't just like you were walking down the street.
Don't get me wrong. I love Antonia, but I feel like I should date around a bit.
What? But you're engaged.
Yeah, but I'm 29, too, so I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
You're
sorry.
Not that young.
When were you planning on telling me any of this?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Of course not.
You don't think about these things before you pop the question that you're not ready to settle down? And you propose to her, and now what? Now you're starting to think, oh, maybe this was a bad idea.
I mean, we make mistakes, but ain't nobody over there going through your guys' life either.
That's not true.
Wow. How long have you been seeing Jenny? Huh? How long have you been seeing her?
I'm not going to do any more of this on the radio.
You're not going to do? Oh, we already here, baby. We already here. How long have you been seeing this?
No, you already there. I'm out.
Jenny!
Wake me up. 99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning!
With Benny and Greg.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It is Big Bay Mornings live on your radio. So, Greg, did you see what I did yesterday?
I did not. What did you do?
So, you'll check my stories out at Radio Benny on IG. So, it's spring break this week for my daughter, Alyssa, who is 16. She's about to be 17 in less than a month.
Wait, so what does that mean? I mean, they've been out of school forever. What does that mean, spring break?
Well, they just don't have online courses this week. That's what that means. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, got it. But she doesn't have to do any...
She doesn't have classes online and assignments that she has to do. So yesterday at about, I don't know, maybe like 11 a.m. or so, she comes out of her room. She's all done up. She's got, you know, makeup on and her hair done and jeans and a nice shirt. I'm like, what are you doing? Where are you going? I'm like, just thinking, all right, she just wants to, you know, feel better, get ready because you've been in PJs for, you know, weeks. She's like, I have a date. I'm like, a date? She had a Zoom date.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday. And I said, oh, yeah? And she says, yes. Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, have fun. So she goes back in her room. She shuts the door. Then, like, 10 minutes goes by. I'm like, of course, I'm ear hustling. I'm listening to it, you know, what's going on inside. Yeah, for sure. Duh. And then I open the door and I interrupt. I crash her date. She gets so mad, but it was so cute. She had two ring lights. You know, those circular lighting.
Oh, to make herself look good?
Yeah. She had two ring lights set up. She had the computer on. Her desk was all, like, made up. She's sitting there having a date with her, you know, quote-unquote boyfriend, which I actually thought was actually really cute. I'm like, can you just date like this for the rest of your life? That would be awesome.
No contact dating. It's perfect for all parents. Parents would love that for all their teenagers. No contact dating is great.
Ooh, yes, for sure. All of our daughters should do that. Oh, man. So, I love you, Liz. I know she's listening in the house right now, but I definitely embarrassed her yesterday.
Well, what did this little boy do? What did this little boy do when you walked in?
He's nice. He's polite. His name's Alex. I just talked to him for a second and said hi, but he's nice.
So embarrassing. Were you holding a gun when you were talking to him?
No, I didn't do the Mike Lowry, the Bad Boys 2. You ever made love to a man?
And by the way, it's
a quote from a movie.
I know all about this guy, too, because I got the lowdown on him from Vanessa, so I might be crashing their date. Friday night, Vanessa and I had a long talk about Alyssa's boyfriend, so I know all about it.
Yeah, great. I love how you guys talk without me. That's so cute.
Yeah, well, we got private time.
Let's see if we can give you $1,000 right now. Caller 9. Start dialing 888-456-9970. You know what time it is. Big Money Minute 10 questions in 60 seconds. We got a big winner yesterday. We want to get another one this morning. And let me pull up my questions and see if I can give you a little hint. Do you know what is the longest river? That may help you. Caller 9. Call us now. We'll play next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And this time around, we are playing with Shauna in Newark. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning, Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Thank you, and welcome to the show and the Big Money Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds, Shauna. If you get them all right within that time, we're going to give you $1,000. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
What is the longest river in the U.S.?
Nile.
Who played the character Michael Scott on The Office?
Pass.
What kind of disaster struck San Francisco in 1906?
Earthquake.
The trio known as Run TMC play for what Bay Area team?
Pass.
John Walsh was the longtime host of what TV crime show?
America's Most Wanted.
What network aired the game shows Singled Out and Say What Karaoke?
MTV.
What county is Millbrae in?
Pass.
What kind of animal was Moby Dick?
A whale.
Spell aggravate.
A-G-G-R-E-V-A-T-E.
What is 7 times 8 plus 44?
Pass.
Whoa. Oh, had some missteps in this one. Let's go through it, girl. I think you didn't listen to the end of question number one. The longest river in the United States is what we were looking for. In the United States. And that is the Mississippi River. Michael Scott was played by Steve Carell in The Office. A earthquake hit San Francisco in 1906. Run TMC. That was famously the trio for the Warriors back in the day. America's Most Wanted. That was John Walsh who hosted that. Singled Out and Say What Karaoke. That's MTV. Millbrae is in San Mateo County down the peninsula. Moby Dick, he was a whale. Aggravate, you put an E in the middle. Should have been an A there. And then 7 times 8 plus a 44, that is 100.
All right. Well,
and you know, I got them all on the 7 o'clock hour. That's how it works.
That's always how it works. That's always how it works, right? Well, A for effort, Shauna, and you can call back and play tomorrow. We'll do it again at the same time, okay?
Sounds good. I'm going to get me that $1,000. Thanks, guys.
Yes, yes. You're welcome. Have a great day. And I know a lot of people could use the money right now. We are trying to help and do our part and give you some of that. Of course, it's all going to the Bay Area. All the money we have up for grabs. And that includes $1,700. Next, that is what is in the Secret Sound Jackpot. We'll play you the sound. Greg will give you your first clue of the day. And you could win the money next. 820, be here.
Let's go.
Secret. Let's play it. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing well on this Tuesday morning. How you doing? I see after 3 days of rain, it's absolutely gorgeous outside where I can't go.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. Yes. I'm doing really? Well. Thank you.
Is it beautiful in Fremont in San Francisco?
Yes.
It is beautiful. Yes. The sun is shining right through my window right now.
We love that. Still got to get a little vitamin D.
It is,
Yes, always
got to
get that vitamin D.
Hello.
All right, Michelle.
Cloudy and rainy in Santa Fe right now, looking out the window. I'm jealous. Hopefully we get some sun. All right, Michelle, let's see if you know what the secret sound is. $1,700 in the jackpot. We're going to start by playing you the sound one more time, just so you can hear it again.
Okay.
Greg, can you give us the first clue of the day?
A kind of dancing.
None of these clues sound like my answer at all. But I'm telling you, it sounds like, you know, when you go to a Coinstar and dispense your coins.
Oh, I always like doing that.
Yeah. When you
so... So is it what, dropping the coins in the Coinstar machine?
Dropping the coins in, like, just, yeah, putting them in the... Yeah.
The tray thing and then... Sliding them down the slot.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Producer Art, is that the secret sound for $1,700?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Art, stop doing
that. I tried.
You did try, Michelle. Not a bad guess. But write that clue down, add it to your list, and then we'll play again in 1 hour. You can call back and try to play again.
Got you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. If you get a chance, step outside, enjoy the sunshine for a second, then get right back inside.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Getting some fresh air is still important when we are sheltering in place. Of course, no big groups. You don't want to go to, you know, places with lots of people, but it definitely is okay and healthy to get out there and get a little fresh air.
You know, do what I do. I walk around the block like once a day. I just walk around. Mm-hmm. I go down the hill and right back up the hill, then go right back in my house.
I love it. All right, so now what we do is we put another $100 in the jackpot, making it $1,800. Right around 9:20, you'll have another shot to play, try to win that money. 8:30 Dirty's coming your way next.
Yeah, some of the biggest music stars in the world are about to give you a free concert. Details next on where you'll see it. That's coming in your Dirty.
Are you ready?
And now, 30 on the 30.
Headlines.
Governor Newsom announced that California will be lending 500 ventilators to help New York, Louisiana, and other coronavirus hotspots. The governor said that California is able to lend to the hotspots right now because the peak here in California is not expected to hit until May. BART announced that starting tomorrow, trains will only run every 30 minutes on weekdays during their new operating hours of 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Ridership is currently down 93%. Uber Eats released some info on what people are getting delivered the most right now while we're all stuck at home. Any guesses on what the number food is?
Pizza, hamburgers.
The number one most ordered food right now via Uber Eats, French fries.
Okay, that goes with burgers. That's the same thing. I got it right.
No, burgers is not on it. French fries followed by pad thai and burritos.
I could use a burrito right now.
Carne asada, baby.
Sassy sports.
Former Patriot star Rob Gronkowski made his absolutely ridiculous WWE debut as the host of WrestleMania this weekend in Orlando. He hosted the fanless event where he then joined in the action and surprisingly won the 24/7 championship belt when he jumped from the top of a cage to surprise the other contenders.
Wait a minute, wait. It is. It's Rob Gronkowski's up on the perch.
Don't do it, Gronk.
Oh, my God. Gronk took out everyone.
Wait a minute.
Gronk is covering Mojo.
Two, three.
Gronk is the 24/7 champion.
Rob Gronkowski just
What? Now, this looked and sounded absolutely ridiculous without any fans in the stands. You heard that, Benny. I mean, it's super weird. You just hear announcers and then the clanking of the guys jumping on top of each other. It's crickets. I mean, is it really sports if there's no fans in the stands? But I guess they will have more events without fans. And speaking of that, not to be outdone, the head of UFC, Dana White, says that he is this close to closing a deal to host UFC fights on a private island where he would fly in fighters on private planes. Now, if he can get this done, the first private island fight card would be the scheduled UFC 249 on April 18th, and the fights would continue every week for 2 months on this secret private island. We're getting creative with sports. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Lady Gaga will headline a star-studded TV special on April 18th that basically every network's going to air at the same time. It's called One World Together at Home. And along with Gaga will be Billie Eilish, Chris Martin, David Beckham, J Balvin, John Legend, your girl Kacey Musgraves. The list goes on and on and on. This thing is going to be huge, and all donations will go towards the fight against COVID-19.
And I take it that they're all going to be performing from separate locations?
Yes, indeed. And have you heard about this conspiracy theory, Greg, with 5G wireless technology and coronavirus?
I saw a headline, but I didn't understand it, so I clicked out of it.
Well, producer Art is our conspiracy theorist here on the show.
Yes, he
producer is. Producer Art, chime in a little bit on what this is.
It's kind of crazy. So a lot of celebrities and other people are saying that 5G, like, disrupts the body's immune system. And so that's part of the reason for the rise of coronavirus, that people can't fight it off. They're also saying that the Bill Gates Foundation is putting nanotechnology inside of the COVID vaccine.
All right. Then, people are just bored. Okay. All right. People are bored. They have nothing to do. Yeah.
Including Woody Harrelson. He hit the bong, and then he recently shared that he believed that definitely the 5G network was connected to the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan.
I was outside pulling some weeds the other day, and I saw some dog man running around in my backyard, too.
Rita Wilson, who you remember tested positive for coronavirus alongside her husband, Tom Hanks. Well, she recently shared an IG post where she rapped along to Naughty by Nature's Hip Hop Array. We played it a few weeks back. Well, now there is an official remix with Rita Wilson and Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
You drew a picture of my morning, but you couldn't make my day. Hey. I'm rocking and you're yawning, but you never look my way. Hey. I'm looking down your darling in every single way. Hey. You're funny for a snoring and the green card's on the way. This ain't the to do a shampoo, but watch your hand shoulder. Brother older, bold enough to fold you, yo, I told you. Alright, afraid of what I made and played and put some pookie fits. So say you flip the tree, pull that music in the monkey bit.
Rita Wilson got bars, yo.
Here we go.
This,
let's do it,
is Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Benny and Greg coming to you live. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are commercial free and we are 12 minutes away from playing Secret Sound once again. $1,800 in the jackpot. If you are by a computer or your phone and not driving, head over to 997now.com so you can, you know, look at the previous guesses to make sure you don't guess something that's already been guessed, because that would kind of be a waste of a guess. So be here at 920. Greg will give you another clue and hopefully you can win the money. House Party. Who is on that app? Greg, are you on House Party app?
Never heard of it.
Okay, so I'll take that as a no.
So no, what is it?
So I just downloaded it. So I know Sal the Rat. Turn your mic on, Sal. I know you know a little bit about this. So correct me if I'm wrong. But what I believe it is, it is a video conference type app where you go face to face with people, but it has built in games. Yeah. So you can play virtual like board games, right?
Not board games, but you can play like Heads Up. You can play like Pictionary.
Oh, my God, this is Benny's dream come true.
Uh-huh. Which is why I asked you the question, Greg. I expect you to download this because we are definitely playing House Party this weekend.
I will do it with you. I mean, you know I love Heads Up and all that stuff that you like to play. I'll definitely take you down.
And how many people can be a part of it? Do you know?
One time, 8 people.
Oh, that's a pretty good number. So 8 people can join and play.
Yeah. I don't even know 8 people that like me. So that's perfect. So I've got no problems with this app. This sounds fun. Yeah, I'll do this with you.
Yeah, this sounds like a great way to, pass time while we're stuck at the house right now. Play some games on House Party app, and it is free to download.
All right, I'm downloading it now. We'll do this. And then, don't we also have something special coming up later this week between you and I?
We do. So, this Thursday, Greg and I are going to do an IG Live together. We'll each be at our house, but we'll do a conference together on IG Live. What's that called? Split screen? That's called something that everybody's doing right now. But, you know, so we'll join IG Live at 3 p.m. And we'd love everybody to, you know, come join us and have some fun. And really no agenda. We're just going to, you know, talk to you. If you have any questions, we'll answer. We'll have some fun.
I mean, the number one thing, we do have an agenda. The number one thing to do this is we have to celebrate your birthday, Benny. Benny, your birthday's coming up on Monday, and we're going to let you off that day. We're going to be off for that day because it's your birthday. And whether you're quarantined or not, you deserve to have that day off. But we need to celebrate Thursday, your birthday, and we want everybody to come and join us, and I might even bake a cake. I mean, I'll be the one eating it, not you, but
no one else gets to taste it. Okay, so Thursday, 3 p.m., we'll be on each of our IGs, so at Radio Benny and at ThatGreg997, correct?
That is correct.
All right, there it is. 9 minutes now. We're playing Secret Sound. Be here. We'll continue commercial-free at 99.7 now. It's Big Bay Mornings.
Let's go!
It is time to play once again with caller number 9. Start dialing 888-456-9970. $1,800 in the Secret Sound jackpot. We're trying to give it to you if you live in the Bay Area. Call us now. We'll play the game. And while you do that, let's tell you about the Insider Group. If you are not a part of this, you should be.
That's right. You go to 997now.com. You sign up. That'll take you less than 3 minutes. And then you'll get special clues, extra information. There's chats on there that give you extra information. I gave an extra clue yesterday on there. And I had to stand behind my counter because I was only wearing a shirt, no pants.
And you even showered for this. You
said, I did.
You're like, oh, I haven't showered in a few days. Let me just jump in the shower real quick.
I only had like 7 minutes before I had to make the video. And I literally, I hung up the phone with y'all. I jumped in the shower. I even shaved and brushed my teeth. Now, I don't know why I decided to brush my teeth before I made the video, like anybody could tell, but I did it.
All right, let's go. We have caller number 9, Producer Arts.
We do. Elena in Vallejo.
Elena, good morning.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Yo, what's happening? How are you feeling?
I'm good. Still in bed. I just got my alarm set to 9:20, so I'm on the phone with you now.
All right. Make sure you are tuning into the radio at the right time. We're going to play that sound for you, girl.
Okay, cool.
Here it is. All right, Elena, here is your clue.
Tell William to figure this out so we can move in to the next round.
What? Say it again.
I'll say it again for you. Tell William to figure this out so we can move in to the next round.
All right. What do you think the secret sound is for $1,800?
I feel like it's closing the washing machine.
Closing a washing machine?
No, close in the washing
machine. Oh, close in the washing machine. Is that the secret sound? So sad. So sorry. Why does he say so sad every time?
Hey, you guys actually did the Price is Right one. It's a buzzer now.
Yes. Well, people said that made them happier, and we're here to make you happier, even when you don't win.
All right, Elena, well, we thank you so much for tuning in and playing along. You'll have another shot to guess right around 12:20 today, okay?
Okay, see you then. Bye.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya. So that means jackpot now, $1,900 for the secret sound. 12:20, your next shot to play right here on 99.7 Now.
1, 2.
Bring a beat back.
You're waking up with Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday, Big Bay Mornings. We are out of here. That's our time. Fernando is on your radio next. And, of course, at 11:20, it's going to give you a bonus clue for Secret Sound. And then at 12:20, another clue and a shot to win what is now $1,900.
Yes, we'd love to get it up there.
Hey, Greg, you're going to be excited. It looks like Joe Exotic's husband has leaked what this next episode will be.
Wait, which husband?
The current husband.
Okay. Well, I don't know. There's only two that are alive. Two are dead. Two are dead, and two are alive. And I think Carol Baskin killed one of them.
So this is going to be like a live reunion. That's what his husband is saying. So if you didn't hear, there is going to be an additional episode of Tiger King coming at some point this week. It's going to drop. But, yes, so it's not going to be like what we've been watching. This is going to be a reunion type of thing.
How is that even going to be possible? They can't be in the same room with each other.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe will they allow him to do Zoom since everybody's
from jail?
Zooming right now? Could Joe Exotic Zoom from jail?
I don't know. You would have to get all the cast of characters on like the computer and stuff, which I can tell you right now doesn't work well because I've been watching Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and he's like having all the housewives, two or three of them, you know, on Zoom, and you can't, like, they're all breaking up. You can't hear them. They're talking over each other.
Yeah, you know, because we're broadcasting at our homes right now. I'm at my place and Greg's at his place and producer Art and Sal the Rat are back at Master Control. It is a bit difficult, and I was watching the local news yesterday, and I don't want to say which network, and listen, they were trying their best, but it was a train wreck, and I felt so bad, and that actually made me feel pretty good about our show. Like, we don't have that many issues.
No.
But, you know, because they're on a super delay, so what would happen is they would all start to talk at the same time, and then they would stop because they would hear each other talking at the same time. And then there would be an awkward pause for 5 seconds. Somebody's waiting for somebody to talk, so then they would all start again 5 seconds later. And it was like, oh, my God, it was so hard to watch, and I felt so bad for them.
Well, I have to say, I will go ahead and give ourselves props. I know you're not supposed to do that, but if you compare it to what I am watching on TV where they're trying to do live shows or some of the out-of-market morning shows that I listen to once in a while just to see what they're doing, they're a disaster. We are not.
Well, and listen, we're all going through this at the same time. This is all new for all of us. But, yeah, it's definitely a bit of a challenge. But we're having fun. It's all good. We love it. We still love that we can broadcast live to you every single morning.
Yes.
For sure, for sure.
Yes. Again, thank you to Sal for being in Master Control and to Art for being there. We appreciate it. Thank you to our engineering staff for getting this set up. We really do appreciate it, even though we kind of like to complain a lot because that's what we are. We're complainers, but we do appreciate you.
Yes, we do indeed. Everybody have a great day. Please stay safe, stay healthy, wash those hands 15,000 times every 10 minutes, and wear a mask. If you are out and about, cover your nose, cover your mouth. Something is better than nothing. If you don't have a mask, you can make one or wear a scarf or a bandana, whatever it is you may have, but please cover your face when you are out. We will see you tomorrow morning for Hump Day, and we're bringing more money. Big Money Minute, we'll play it three times. We got $3,000, and of of course, Secret Sound continues as well. We'll see you then.
Peace.